Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, there's where it's at, there's where real shit pops, at the table discussing real hip hop. I'm TDI, officially spitting, matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold, warn ya, like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm TDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lush, you lush the people's voice. Make sure that you logging in the rush, and you locking in with us, and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it, cause they on the phone like Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this. I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Yeah, people need to log on to Lush Radio.
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. First and foremost, we want to thank our sponsors, Strictly Bump One, one of the hottest urban clothing lines worldwide, hands down. Log on to www.strictlybumpone.com. Also, we want to thank Diverse Media Group, LLC, for definitely supporting our whole entire movement and pushing the whole entire show and everything that we stand for. Diverse Media Group, LLC.com. Log on and check them out. And they're also on Twitter, Diverse M Group on Twitter also. Make sure you log on and support us on Twitter at Lush Radio Online. Check us out on there also. And also, we also implore you to support our new sponsors, Mixtape MP3 Promo. Support them also. They're doing a new mixtape, so if you want to get in and get with the slots, go on Twitter and Twitter them at Mixtape MP3 Promo. Okay, today we're going to have one of the hottest trade shows that's going to be going down in Miami, the Merge Trade Show. It's going down in Miami, so we need you guys to go and support that whole movement. They're definitely going to be on the show talking about the Emerge Trade Show and exactly, you know, what you need to do to get on this whole movement and how you can be a sponsor. And if you're an artist and you're trying to look for a clothing line to dress you, clothe you, and sponsor you, you need to basically, you know, be listening to the show today because Emerge Trade Show is going down. They're going to be talking about, you know, how you can apply, how you can get in, how can you be a model. If you are a brand, a clothing line, whether you're Gino Green Global, Strictly Bump One, Funky Flashback, anything like that, if you're out there and you want to get into something like this, we all know that everybody's in a recession, but it's reasonable. You guys need to jump on this Emerge Trade Show. Along with that, we're also interviewing Slip and Slide's own ghostwriter and writer and now artist. We're going to be interviewing him, Deuce Poppy, and he has a hot video called My White Friends. Everybody got white friends. We don't just got black friends. So you want to check him out on there in a few, but we're going to go to the phone lines and see if we got Emerge Trade Show live in the building. Hello, hello, hello.
What's up, what's up, what's up, Miss Lush?
Ain't nothing much, man. What's up with you, Cher?
You know, just on the grind as always, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for having us, you know, come through and talk about the show and everything.
No problem, no problem, man. We got to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love. Yeah. So much love in the building. So much love.
I appreciate that.
Sierra, man, tell us about the Emerge Trade Show and everything and what's going on. What are the dates and, you know, with artists and models? How do we get into this whole movement? Tell us about it.
Basically, Emerge Trade Show is an upcoming, is a trade show for upcoming and emerging brands to come out and showcase their lines to the best retailers, you know, in the business. The reason we came up with this because, you know, I have my line, Funky Flashback, and I know how hard it is in the business trying to get into stores. You know, when people go out to Magic and different shows like that, they're so huge. They're if you're not well-known, you're going to get overlooked when you go to those shows. And then the next thing is being an upcoming and emerging brand. a lot of times you don't have a budget, and or your budget is very low and minimal, and you don't have $5,000 to spend on the booth to go to Magic. So we came up with the idea is to help upcoming and emerging brands only to showcase their, you know, line into in metropolitan cities. The first one's going to be in Miami in April, April 27th and 28th at the Hilton in downtown Miami. And we'll feature about 30 lines that will be there, and various stores and press will be there as well, you know, to check out their lines so that they can open new accounts. And the cost is very, very reasonable. And so that's the whole idea, is to put the focus on those lines and not on the big brands.
Oh, that's what's up. And who are some of the sponsors and some of the people contributing to this whole trade show?
Basically, Hilton helped us out a lot. They offered us a lot of great things, gave us very excellent pricing because they saw the movement that we were trying to push. So Hilton, we also have Kids Off Streets, which is a charity organization, which my partner Ray that's helping on the Merge Project down in Miami. They're a big part of this. We also are working on a few other sponsorships as we speak, but we will have something from GameWorks, which is basically like a GameStop or whatever, where, you know, they sell, you know, the different games for the PlayStation and all that stuff. And then we're working on two more, probably Vitamin Water and a couple others. So it's a few different sponsors, you know, that are in the works and everything that see the movement and like where we're going and, you know, want to help us along.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's definitely some real talk right there. How can artists that want – how is this beneficial for artists that want to basically look for a brand or a clothing line to dress them?
That's a good question. Actually, it is good that, you know, they can come out to the show and basically introduce themselves to the line. It's really not a show that's per se open to the public, but – it can be open to artists that do want to come out and get some publicity with the line so they can come out and introduce themselves and maybe work out some type of deal with the brands that are there. So, you know, maybe they can get some type of sponsorship or something going with them, you know, if they're maybe up-and-coming artists or whatever as well, that, you know, they can work together and see what they can do.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And if an artist would like to like perform or something like that, and if they, are there openings for performances to open up the show or anything like that?
Honestly, there isn't. Not this time around. The only thing we're working on is that we're going to have a DJ as part of the event, you know, to keep the music ongoing at this time. But so far, no artist. As opening performances or anything of that nature.
Okay, okay. And where can people log on to, like, register if they want to, you know, register their line or anything like that, or they want to attend the event or their media or anything that wants to cover the event? Where can they log on to go and check out everything that's going down?
They can log on to emergetradeshow.ning.com. And once you get there, all the tabs has all the information of, you know, what you want to do, if you want to register, become a member of the site, what brands, and all that, the brand information will be updated throughout the time to let you know what brands and so forth are coming. They can definitely go there, emergetradeshow.ning.com, and get any information they want. And please contact us. We'll be more than happy to answer any questions, you know, you may have.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We definitely, you know what I'm saying, want to definitely, you know, come through. And hopefully, you know, Lush Radio Online can be able to come down there to come and, you know, get some of that footage and, you know, get some pictures and some content of that situation. Do you see this as being an annual thing or just for this year?
I see it as being an annual thing. It's actually going better than I even planned it to. Getting a great feedback from people. They like the whole idea. They, you know, these lines that are upcoming, like the idea that the focus is all on them and about them, because you're just not going to get it when you go to a big show unless you have connections, you know. If you can even make it there, first of all, based on your budget. And then just to have everything focused around, the first one, like I said, is going to be Miami. We're going to see how well it goes. And then from there, what we're going to do is go to another major city from there and go keep going to different major cities throughout the USA and just see how it grows and builds. And then maybe we can even go international as well. But that's how we want to start.
Do you guys plan on doing some kind of like commercial, like YouTube or anything like that?
What'd you say? Commercial?
Do you guys plan on doing any kind of like commercial for the trade show to you know, like via YouTube or anything like that?
Yeah, we will be doing some commercials and things as well, and they can go on YouTube. What we plan on doing, and once we finish dealing with our sponsorship situations and all, starting probably mid to late February, commercial and radio commercials will be going up until the time of the event.
Okay.
So we're going to do our best as what we can, as even being independent ourselves, to get it up and running and get it out to the public even more, you know, to make it be the best event possible for everyone that's going to be involved. That everyone has a good time, that it's effective, and they come to do business and make things happen. That's what it's all about. So we're going to do our best to make that happen for them.
That's what's up. We can't wait till it goes down, man. I'm definitely waiting for it to go down, because I can't wait to come out there, Florida.
I'm glad to have you. Oh, yeah, Miami. And we got excellent rates, you know, for even, not to cut you off, even past the exhibitors, the clothing brands, if you're press or you're a distributor or a retailer, we have great room rates. So definitely contact us so you can reserve your room. We only have a limited, you know, amount reserved to the side for the rates that we were given. So definitely contact us so you can hold it.
And tell us where we can contact you, like on Twitter. Hey, let us know all the contact information.
Yeah, on Twitter, you can contact us at twitter.com/emerge trade show. Facebook is facebook.com/emerge trade show. Once again, the website is emergetradeshow.ning.com. You can also email us at emergetradeshow@gmail.com. And like I said, we'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. We look forward to seeing everybody and just having a good time and making things very productive for everyone that's involved.
That's what's up. Do you have any shout-outs or anything you want to shout out or anything else? And even with the whole Funky Flashback movement, anything going on, specials or anything like that since the Christmas time is going on?
Yeah, definitely. Well, first and foremost, I got to shout you out, Lush, because you always show love. Like, ever since I met you, you've been holding it down, so you deserve a big, big shout-out. We thank you for everything, from Funky Flashback to Emerge, you know. Next, I want to shout out my partner, Ray, working with me on Emerge. Big shout-out to him. He's been going hard because he actually lives in Miami, doing a lot of things, and big shout-out to him on his event that he's having tomorrow. In Miami, called Kids. Well, the name of his charity is Kids Off Streets, and they're having a big charity event down there to benefit the Boys Town Orphanage. So, big shout out to him and his crew out there, and just shout out to everybody that holds down Funky Flashback. Much love, support, everybody that's been contacting us. You know, with Emerge, we appreciate you all. We do have a special on Funky Flashback. For Christmas, so definitely check us out, www.funkyflashback.com. And one last thing, if you are in South Florida on December 17th, Funky Flashback will be part of Rock the Runway fashion show, which is given by Industry Image Urban Apparel, which is one of the stores that we just recently got an account with down there. And they're also part of 24-Hour Hip Hop and Pole Boy Music Group and everything. So definitely, if you're down there, go check that out on December 17th.
December 17th.
Yep, December 17th.
That's what's up, man. You guys need to check that out, man. Y'all better get y'all wallets together, man, and get it right and be down in Florida. Y'all know y'all don't want to be in the cold. Y'all want to be in the heat. Y'all need to be down there. Stop playing.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So it's going down over there. So if you're in the area, definitely go check it out. Good people. They're going to be holding it down and having a nice show.
That's what's up, man. And we definitely need to get your homeboy on here for the charity situation on Street Queens, the movement show on Thursday. That's definitely a good look. You always love, you know, having the kids and stuff.
Definitely. I let him know. He wanted to come on tonight, but they're, like, in the midst of with the event going down tomorrow. Just so much that they're having to do. So he definitely, as well, told me to tell you thank you, you know, for having us up here and appreciate the love and support and everything, because they're really trying to do it big with the charity. Matter of fact, they had a little situation. They were supposed to go on a TV show last night to, you know, promote the charity.
Uh-huh.
The people that ran the TV show told them they wanted them to lie about their upbringing and say that they were abused because they wanted an exciting show.
Wow.
And they told them, typical messed up people. They told them, no way, we don't get down like that. So they declined that and told them we won't be appearing up there. So, you know, that takes, you know, some people still would get down and do it just to get out and get on TV, you know. So I commend them on that.
Well, I'm glad that they stuck to their guns and they, you know, they kept it morally right. But, you know, people are nonsense. They do anything to try to get a story, man. People are ridiculous.
That's just terrible. I mean, about a charity, about the kids, and then you want people to come up there and just lie, you know, so your ratings and stuff will go up. That's just nonsense. That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely like ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just nonsense. Don't even, you know, worry about that, you know. That's crazy. And you know what, y'all need to go ahead and support this show, Funky Flashback. And you can see your girl Lushy Lush rocking, you know what I'm saying? That Funky Flashback right there on the blog site. You already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? With my red on white, you already know what it is. Tell them how they can check out the blog and the site on Funky Flashback.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You can check out our blog at funkyflashback.blogspot.com. And for those that don't know, Funky Flashback is F-U-N-K-E-Y, has an E in Funky. Definitely check us out. We update it on things that's going on with the brand. You can see the info, matter of fact, about the fashion show, et cetera, et cetera. People like Lush and, you know, various people that are rocking with this. So definitely check us out on the daily. And always check out the website, www.funkyflashback.com. We got some fly gear, selling everything out, getting ready to go into a new year and restructure some things. So be on the lookout for FFB for sure.
That's what it is, man. Definitely watch out for Funky Flashback. Watch out for the Emerge Trade Show, one of the hottest trade shows going down in Miami. And I'm telling you, man, hey, Magic Show don't got nothing on this right now, son. Real talk is about to be ridiculous, son. Your girl, let's officially put a stamp on it. So hopefully see you there. All media, we call all media, all radio stations, y'all cast need to be down there too, because it's about to be ridiculous, man. And if you like it to be kind of warm instead of being cold during December and you really want to get away, hop down to Miami. You know what I'm saying? In April, hop down to Miami. Get them cheap rates. Holler at your girl. Tell them Les sent you. Tell them your girl, Cheshire from Funky Flashback sent you. We in the building. Come on, let's get it together. For real. You know what I'm saying? But I got nothing but love for you, Cheshire, man. And everybody, holler at her on Twitter. She's on Twitter, Funky Flashback. If you ain't already know, it's Funky Flashback everything. You can Google them. They branded. It's ridiculous right now. For real.
That's right. Appreciate that.
Nothing. I got nothing but love for you, girl, man. I'm going to holler at you on the flip side. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely have nothing but love for Funky Flashback, Emerge Trade Show, and the whole movement, man. You guys are doing some real positive and good things, man, for real.
Appreciate the blessing. Appreciate having us speak as always. We're here for you. Reach out anytime. We got you.
That's what it is. Oh, before she leaves off, for all those artists and stuff that are looking to get their, like, custom-made shirts just for them, whether, you know what I'm saying, an MC or whatever, model or whatever, and you need your custom-made shirt, or you might be African or Nigerian, like I have, because I'm Nigerian shirt. You might have seen that up there. If you want something like that, then you guys can just holler at Funky Flashback, because they do custom shirts, if you didn't know, custom shirts and custom jackets. For real.
That's right. Just holler at us about anything custom. Man, we'll make it happen for you.
That's what it is, man. Holla at Funky Flashback. I'm going to holla at you, girl. I love you. For real.
Thank you too, Lush. Take care. I appreciate it.
That's what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And it wouldn't be Lush Radio Online if we didn't go to the music. So we're going to go ahead and give y'all some music. Verbal Murder. Shout out to Ernest Jackson. Shout out to Strictly for the Promo DJs, man. For real. And you already know. I keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Let's move on to another exclusive. DJ 5053, Miss Knockers, do without the one. This by yourself, solo. Verbal Murder. Don't forget to check Verbal Murder at MySpace. / Verbal MU. And look out for that mixtape.
Hey, guess who stepped in?
MU.
It's me, I'm back, no question. Rider, everybody know him. Buying shots at the bar for my folk now. What you drinking, my nigga? You know I got that shit. It ain't the same, bitch. This is where the drop at. Hey, party over here. Whole fly niggas right here. What you over here for? Yeah, yeah, I've been smoking. I've been drinking and I've been rolling. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Them beans got me open, soaking. Sweating in the club, getting hype now. After I pop one, then I break down. Right by the speaker just to feel the bass pound. Ready to wild out and tear this whole place down. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Pause, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling. Swear to God, I feel like I never fell. Dog, we rolling, rolling, rolling. I'm high, and I'm drunk. Patron, and that bird. On the last me a couple summers, rolling hard like a triple X stretch hummer. I make it rain when you see me, bitch, expect thunder. No other, don't wonder. Take an X pill, like the next girl. Go to ecstasy with me, it's the best world. When you feeling like this, you the best girl. Chase it down with liquor and let your neck twirl. I'm drunker than a motherfucker, face it. I'm feeling like Gucci, I'm wasted. So hot, I'm wanting to get naked. Couple shots of Patron and then I purple haze it. So high like I'm rolling in a spaceship. Pop one, slow it down with the Matrix. I'm drunk, I'm feeling myself. Pause, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling. Swear to God, I feel like I never sat on dog. We rolling, rolling, rolling. I'm high, and I'm drunk. Patron, and that bird. I'm rolling, rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like I'm rolling, rolling, rolling. And like I told you, man, that was Emerge, and that was Funky Flashback. Emerge Trade Show, you need to be locked and loaded into that show. It's about to be going down, man. Earlier, I was doing all these crazy drives today, man. Shout out to DJ Smoke. He got the Twitter mixtape that's going to be going down. Shout out to Mixtape MP3 Promo. That got a mixtape going down. It's going to be, you know what I mean, Lush Radio is going to be a part of that movement. Also, check me out. Your girl, Lushy Lush will be getting interviewed on Nancy O Radio Show tomorrow on Thursday at 10:15. So all y'all cats that love me, make sure you support. And, you know what I'm saying, check and listen to the show tomorrow. It's going down. You already know what it is. Also, shout out to Strictly for the Promo DJs. I'm official Lee, a Strictly for the Promo DJ. You know what I'm saying? Definitely support the whole movement. Along with that, we got some other stuff going down. The Kris Kringle thing is going down in the Bronx. My girl, I'm an E2K magazine, along with Street Queens, the movement. And we ask for cats to send in toys or whatever you can. You know, if you can sponsor or anything, you know what I'm saying, hit us up at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. Along with that, you know, we just keeping it moving, giving you nothing but hot music. We're going to have one of the hottest, ghostwriters, actually. He was a ghostwriter. But now he is a hot artist on the spring doing his thing, the one and only
Deuce Poppy will be live on the line, giving us his 1-2 on his whole music, because he got this whole jump off called My White Friends, and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. You know, it's My White Friends by Deuce Poppy, and it's hot. It's definitely a hot banger right now, and you know, we all got black friends, but you know what I'm saying? What about our white friends? You know what I mean? What about our white friends? Shout out to all my white friends out there. Y'all know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Holla at me, my white friends. Yeah, we in the building all day, every day, and we keeping it moving. So, your girl, Leshy Lesh. And I know I got some music for y'all, man. I got some music because I'm feeling like I got some music. What do I have that I want y'all to hear? I want to hear who's real, who's fake, because that's what I feel right now.
He's phony, she's fake. That's the type of people I hate.
Hey,
oh.
Hey.
Skin gon' bruise, real gon' win, the fake gon' lose. The love overpowers the hate, my tool. All they left was the yellow tape in his shoes. Real when the funeral wake, make the news. Load the tray pound so we fix up on them. So when they act phony, we just switch up on them.
He's phony,
what?
She's fake. That's the type of people I hate. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands.
Wait a minute,
who's real? Who's not? He's real, but he's not. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands.
Who's on? Who's fake? Silver Hummer, on 8. Life's good, I'm straight. Clap your hand one time, you relate. Can't keep it 100, them the ones I hate. But I'ma keep it 200 for the ones that fake. Red and black car on the red phone state. Young, you think I should want on my plate.
He's phony, she's fake.
Cash, wallet full of plastic, in and out the lanes, dipping through the traffic. We ain't hustling no more, we doing gymnastics. Couple of flips and then stashing, bastards. Real gon' recognize real, phony gon' recognize still. I reckon I will expose those who are. You ain't, but you are. I done gone too far. Sorry, you are. Get yourself a fresh flesh wound or a new scar. Bullet holes all on the side of your new car. Load up the AR, spray y'all, hey y'all. It's real on this side, phony wherever they are.
She's phony.
What?
She's fake. That's the type of people I hate. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands. If you're real and you know it, clap your hands.
Wait a minute.
Who's real? Who's not? She's real, but he's not.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, if you didn't know, then you better ask somebody. You're now listening to the greatest. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, baby. And I already told y'all how we doing it today, man. I mean, I get y'all the Emerge Trade Show that's going down in Miami in April. It's going down. So if you needed to get branded and all that jazz and you needed a clothing line to dress you or you wanted to be a model or you wanted to just get that media coverage, it's going down in April 2010. Check for that. But you know we're going to have the one and only, the one, the only, Deuce Poppy, you know what I'm saying, Slip the Slides on. I mean, y'all know that he's known for basically ghostwriting some stuff for Trainer, Trick Daddy. Shut up. Okay, you already know what it is, man. And your man got a hot new song that got crazy ridiculous hits on YouTube that's getting buzzed up like ridiculously. My white friends, like everybody got black friends and Hispanic friends. But, yo, shout out your white friends. Like, it's all good to hang out in the hood. But, yo, I need me a couple of white friends, son. Like, real talk. Like, holla at me. I need a Jew. Holla at me. I need a Jew friend. Holla at me. It's your girl, Leshy Lush, live in the building. We going to go to the phone lines and see what's cracking. You live in the building, what up? It's your girl, Lushy Lush. What's cracking, baby?
What do, Scotty? What they do, Lush?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene again.
So, before I start, I'm smoking this real good Kush. I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Merry Christmas and happy new beer. You know what I'm saying? I got my new Christmas song. I got to send it to you, Lush. It's called Merry Christmas. You want me to send it to you now?
You need to tell me that.
All right, give me your email while we doing this interview. I'm going to show you how I do this shit, man. One time for Lush, one time for, you know, everybody out there, man. It's your boy, Deuce Poppy, man. I'm checking in live with this Kush. Fired up totally, man. And, you know, I'm going to help you with this show tonight, Lush. Let's do it.
Okay, Deuce Poppy, I love you, man. It's CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com.
CEO
Lush, LUSH Radio.
LUSH, and everybody out there listening, y'all know what it is. CEO LUSH Radio.
It's CEO Lush, Lush, LUSH Radio Online at gmail.com.
RadioOnline@gmail.com. Now, I got my people sending you the hottest Christmas record of all time, the Merry Christmas. But let's get back to business. What's up, baby? How's everything going with you?
Hey, nothing much, man. We got to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio welcome right here, man.
Okay. That's all? No.
Hey, yo, Deuce, you crazy, man. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, Deuce Poppy, I want you to go ahead and give your shout-outs, babe.
Man, one-time shout-out for you, shout-out for Lush Radio, shout-out for everybody, man, all the DJs, all the listeners, you know, everybody out there on the internet locked in, man, you know, they keep it locked, man, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to be a good new year, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just coming to bring the new records for you, and, you know, I'm just... Shout out to Slip and Slide. I'll shout out at the end unless you threw me off with that one. But shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to all the bad bitches out there, man. All the real G's. All my white friends, definitely. Shout out to all of them, man. You know what I'm saying? But we're doing it real big on YouTube right now. And we actually, Lush, we just got the confirmation for NTV2. They finna slide us in the rotation. So, you know, we finna go over the top with this. And one time for the boss, Ricky Ross, shout out for him, man. He did the White Friends remix for me, man, and it's a beautiful thing. Him and Asher Roth, they show love. Shout out to them boys, man. And don't forget, go on worldstarhiphop.com. You know, the Hook Meister has done it again. I got the new hook. The new video we shot in L.A. is called Gangsta Shit. It's Triple C's featuring me in the game. So it's on World Star, man. Everybody check that out, man. We acted like a real asshole on that video. So you know, it's on worldstarhiphop.com. And it's on YouTube also. You know, that's my dog Rick Ross, man, his first major release, man. Shout out to him. Maybach Music. Shout out to Black Wall Street. You know what I'm saying? Them checks is real good on that end. So, you know, we just vibing.
That's what it is, man. I'm feeling your whole movement, man. I mean, you definitely getting it ridiculous on YouTube. I mean, the hits are sick. I mean, cats are loving you, man. And, I mean, I really think that, you know, you onto something real big with this whole my white friend situation, man. What inspired you to even say
you know what it is, Lush? It's like a dirty trick, Lush. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you don't like the song, we seeing who racist, man. We seeing who willing to go beyond what we've been doing, because it's an unwritten rule for black people that we ain't supposed to like white people. It's just unwritten. And, you know, some of it, you know, it's true or whatever, and it's an unwritten rule for white people that they ain't supposed to like black people. But the thing about them rules is they taught by old folks. So what I'm saying is, like, you know, I did the song as it's not more of a joke. It's more of a statement. I just wanted people to talk about it, you know, and everything that I thought was going to happen, because when I talked about it, people on both sides was unhappy. More people happy, but I got two death threats from the skinheads. I got black people, my black friends I've been knowing for a long time asking why I did it. It just, you know, it's something that we need to talk about, dog, because you can't really tell me what kind of song I could make. If I'm hanging with my white friends on this 3 minutes, you know what I'm saying, I should be able to do that, you know what I'm saying? And I got into a little beef the other day, some radio beef, Lush, you know what I'm saying?
What?
They tried to come at me hard on the radio, and I told them, like, Where would Obama be without his white friends? You know what I'm saying? Where would they got radio beef out here. I said, where would God bless the dead, where would what's that lady name, the Underground Railroad, Harriet Tubman?
Uh-huh.
Where would she be without them white people that used to hide the people on the road trying to make it up past Maryland, you feel me? So it just, you know, it's the whole thing where it's an anti-racism song, but it's fly because it's me, man, and I want everybody, man, to go out there. If you ain't heard, the White Friends record is doing real big. We're doing numbers, man. Amazon, Rhapsody, iTunes, it's right there, man. The video, you know what I'm saying, it's on YouTube. The shirts, Slip and Slide. I ain't know the shirt was going to be so big. The I Love My White Friend shirt, oh, it's going in. Just, you know, a little flavor to get it started for this year, man. The whole album gonna be crazy though.
Yeah. Yo, I'm just gonna tell you that what you got right there with the white friend situation, it's gonna be controversial regardless. You know, you
I got
that
friend, Lush.
And it, I know, I mean, it's crazy, but at the same time, it's like pushing the envelope. Like it's an indirect message, basically. Like, come on, let's open up our ears, let's expand, let's stop being so. Because
if you don't like it, you got a problem. If you don't like it, Lush, you got a problem.
Yeah,
because if you don't like it, that means you would rather for me to make a song saying I hate my white friends,
mm-hmm.
or fuck mm-hmm. my white friends. I be thinking, I mean, it's like, why would you? You know what I'm saying? Let's make rap three dimensional, man. Rap is just in one dimension right now. People don't really
mm-hmm.
say what they feel, or you know, don't try to push, like you said, push the envelope. So I'm really happy, you know what I'm saying, that a few people catching on to it, and now, you know what I'm saying, I'm real happy you like it, baby. And by the way,
yeah.
I am a female radio personality groupie. So, you know, you take that how you want to take it.
Well,
I guess the skinheads didn't want to see a 6'1 brother grabbing white girls by the booty and all that, but it ain't that serious. It's like, let's end the racism. That's what I'm trying to say, because we can't get no money like that. And really,
mm-hmm.
Lush, you know you got a white friend on the low. When you go hang with your little white friends, you don't be telling everybody. You don't come on the radio and get them a shout-out like you should, and they do the same thing on their end, but we trying to destroy that. You feel me?
Hey, come on. Most of these top artists, come on, get out of here. They know they got some white friends, so don't act like y'all know. And don't act like
right.
you ain't hanging out with Becky or Scott. So let's get
right.
ready. You got a couple
ain't
of
ain't nothing wrong with this, what we're saying. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong.
You see the video, Lush?
Mm-hmm.
You see the video?
Yeah. What you say? Yeah, I seen the video. The video was hot. When the girl was calling you up on the cell phone, oh my God, dude, Poppy.
You see me jump out the airplane, though.
You said what?
Did you see me jump out the airplane?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you, man. Like, was you scared? Like, God, this dude, yo, if ain't nobody watched this video, this dude jumped out of a plane, like, straight, like.
For
like,
y'all. Not for me. I ain't do it for me, Lush, but it was a little crazy, you know. It's something, you know, it's something that made it into a movie. I wanted it to be a movie. I want to do things like, you know, now that my career is blossoming, I didn't want to, you know, push the envelope like you said and do things that nobody did. Now, ain't nobody jumped out no plane for their video.
No black person that I know has jumped out of an airplane.
I never knew black people did it.
I haven't seen one black person jump out of a plane, but your man Dusavi jumped out of a plane. I don't know how high it was, but it looked high as hell.
but everybody out there who's going to watch the video, please don't watch it now, because we on the radio right now. Y'all watch this after Let's Get Off. But when y'all do watch it, check out the Jordan game. You know, when you jump out of a plane from 12,000 feet, you know, you got to represent for Mike Jordan. You know what I'm saying? I had my Jordan game down. You know what I'm saying? The video is just a movie, man. You know what I'm saying? And we got a lot more coming from where that come from. But
And I definitely like the smooth landing. I mean, you made the shit look so damn easy when you came
right.
from flying down there. You made it look so easy because you came down, and then it was just like smooth sailing when you
right.
came down to land it. I mean, I was sitting there. I was scared for you. You jumped out
but,
of the airplane,
hey, man. Shout out to the boys who did that with me there up in West Palm. The funny part, Lush, is when I went out there, right before we got out there, he showed me his taser. He said, look, Deuce, if you get out there and go to tripping, I'm going to have to tase you because you could endanger both my life. I was like, bro, I got you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do this.
Oh,
but shout out
God.
To that boy. He didn't have to use the taser. You know what I'm saying? And it's just breaking over. It's just crossing through. You know, much respect to the creator, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm still here, still relevant. But I think we got a breakthrough with this one, Houston.
That's definitely a breakthrough. And if you guys haven't heard my white friends, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bless y'all, and I'm going to let y'all hear this joint right here. This joint, I mean, not just hearing the song. You guys have to tune in and look at the video, man. And shout out to the director. Tell us who was the director for this joint.
The director was my dog, Malcolm, man. You know what I'm saying? He did a lot of stuff. He did, like, the Keisha Cole's trainer. He do the Rosses. He do the this. He do the Trey Songz. He do everybody. Shout out to him. He was the one that really talked me into it because, really, wasn't nobody really finna let me jump out the plane. My management, my own managers, you know, they know what I do, you know. You know, I'd be a little tipsy or whatever sometimes. They was concerned that I wasn't there to pull the string and the insurance. But shout out to Malcolm. He the one who really let me know, man, we got to do things. We got to really make movies, man. You know what I'm saying? We can't, because if we let rap get stale, it's over, dog. We're going to let it go to the powers that be. We got to keep rap where it started, real cutting edge, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to talk around them. Do what you do, baby.
I'm just like, I'm so proud of you for pushing the envelope. Like, you made rap not be born. You
right.
Just basically made it not be
there.
Born. I mean,
it's getting there. But we going to scrape it. Hey, baby. And you got that Merry Christmas. I want you to get that for him, too. But do your thing. I like you, Lush. I'm looking at your picture right now, Lush. It's you right here? Damn, Lush. Y'all know all the stalkers, boy. Y'all got y'all one. So that's bad. I'm looking at you right here on your little thing. But go ahead. That's another whole story. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you know what? Yo, Deuce is crazy. Deuce, we want you to go ahead and introduce this junk right here, my white friend.
Okay. This your boy, Deuce Poppy, man. I was born in a barrel of butcher knives. Got shot in my ass by two Colt 45s. Got bit in the head of my dick by electric eel. The more money I get, the better I feel. This is the world premiere with my girl Lush, Lush Radio. This your boy Deuce Poppy, Slip and Slide Rider with my white friends. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Deuce Poppy,
oh,
we are having this awesome pool party at the W. You totally need to come and party on with us. Like, OMG, don't forget the gas.
I'm a cool dude, yeah, I drive a Benz, sometimes I like to hang with my white friends.
I've
been in the hood, but every now and then, I get away, I like to hang with my white friends.
My white friends,
when we party, man, it's like the party never ends.
My white friends,
hell yeah, I like to hang with my white friends.
Who cares what you think? We at the bar and they buying all the fucking drinks. I got a redneck homeboy, his name is Chuck. We take monster bong hits in this monster truck. My other friend Cindy, I think she's from Boston. I think she likes me, she says I'm
so fucking awesome.
She's a biker chick, she got a red Harley. She loves keg parties, she rock Ed Hardy. I love my white friends, they got the best grass. And they can turn a bathtub into a meth lab.
Yeah.
I got some white friends, some cool white friends. And when we party, man, it's like the party never ends.
I'm a cool dude,
yeah,
I drive a Benz. Sometimes I like to hang with my white friends.
I've
been in the hood, but every now and then I get away, I like to hang with my white friends.
My white friends.
When we party, man, it's like the party never ends. My white friends. Hell yeah, I like to hang with my white friends. My white sorority girls, they love to smoke my weed. They say my weed way better than they friend Steve. My next door neighbor, he's a punk rocker. Cool dude, he got a haircut like Travis Barker. He got a rich father, look like Bob Barker. He bought a Rolly like mine, he let a red sparkle. I got a French chick, fingernail French tip. She got some good nicks, she gave my dick a French kiss. I got some white girls, who love that white girl. It's okay, do your thing, it's alright girl. It's alright girl, go get it in. Like Cat Williams say, get some white friends.
Yeah.
I'm a cool dude,
yeah,
I drive a Benz.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to hang with my white friends.
I've
been in the hood, but every now and then I get away, I like to hang with my white friends.
My white friends.
My white friends.
My white friends.
When we party, man, it's
just like the party ever ends.
Party.
I like to hang with my white friends. Oh my God, like Sarah, oh my God, it's like Deuce Hoppy, oh my God, like he's like so hot. OMG.
Hey, and one time for my white friends, and to all the people who've been asking me, because I kind of confused my white friends in the beginning. They knew everything. The girl, my homegirl said one time for her, man, I actually did the song at a big barbecue they had for me because I got something new. It's like a mobile studio. We can record anywhere. We go outside on block and record right now. But I confused my white friends. They keep asking me what's gas because they knew everything. When she said, don't forget the gas, and since we uncut, uncensored, gas is that high kush pack. We call it the gas pack down here. So, you know what I mean? That's for all the people who've been asking. I'm sorry.
That's what sucks. Cause I've been getting a couple of calls about that. What is gas? They were like, and some people were like literally thinking that you talking about like some gas for real. Like, did she want our gas?
No, our gas smell. We got some shit down here. I don't know. We got some shit in the A-Town, man. Smell worse than that, man. It's called a gas pack. So one time for everybody. But that's what it means, man. You know what I mean? And I appreciate you having me on here, Les. You know what I'm saying? It means a lot to me, man. But you got to pull that Mary Kush was up, too, for real.
I'm waiting for that joint to get in my inbox. But and real quick, I just want to ask you, man. I mean, everybody says, you know, your style is like almost like a, you know, a storyteller, you know, in regards to, you know, your delivery and, you know, always coming with the hot something beats. You know, and you basically wrote the hook for Trick Daddy, Shut Up, you know what I mean, Jump
right.
Off, and you basically became an in-house person for Slip and Slide, and you did some stuff for Trina and Rick Ross, and
One time for Trina, that's my big sister. She the reason I'm in the rap game, you know what I'm saying? She, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know a lot about the music game, but I had a talent, and she made sure, you know, I was a young wildcat, she made sure I had work to do with. You know what I'm saying? She taught me a lot about the game one time for her, man. She got a new album coming up called Amazing. It's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Shout out to Zip and Fire, and shout out to Shawnee. That's my girl, too. Shout out to Shawnee, too, out there on Slipper.
Yeah, man, shout out to Shawnee. I'm real interested in working with her, man. Shawnee, if you listening, baby, let's get it done, man.
Shout out to her and Swayze, baby, out there doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? Slipper Fire. Uh-huh. Shout out to them. For real. And tell us about you getting on, you know, being featured on the track from Blade 2. I know that was hot, Blade.
Oh,
and
yeah. See, the most ghostwriting I did was for Trina, I think, because I did a lot of work with her, man. She, you know what I'm saying? And she's real versatile as an artist. And, you know, as far as female artists go, it's not a lot of y'all. But one thing about it, Trina has a lot of stand power. That was cool. We actually did a couple soundtracks. I was on the Any Given Sunday soundtrack, the Blade 2 soundtrack. That was Trina and Eve. That was a good look, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just a lot of stuff, man. You know, just I never been putting it in. I'm very proud of that Money Make Me Come for Rick Ross, though, as far as that kind of stuff go, because, you know what I'm saying, that just, you know, that summed up what I like to do. I like to make statements, you feel me? I like to make fashion statements, financial statements, and musical statements, and that was a real good one, man. But now, after all the hard work and helping everybody and, you know, doing what I do, man, I'm going to be put on the forefront, the front stage. The name of the album is called Animal House. We're going in, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, I got to keep selling this record, man, because it's jumping off the shelf. iTunes, Rhapsody. All that, Amazon, you want to be the first person really with it. You want to hit the block and just play this one. You want to hit the party. You know, you want to be that first person. So get that, you know what I'm saying, put that in your Christmas gift list, and we're going to go big on it. And the remix is right around the corner, trust me.
That's what's up, man. And I mean, shout out to all the people that's listening in the chat room that's definitely checking in and supporting. People is definitely logging in and checking you out on the flip side and checking this whole movement out with the white friends. And who do we expect to see, and who are some of the people you're working on this new album, man?
Man, I got a lot of people on there. Of course, I got the whole Slip and Slide. Slip and Slide is definitely in the building, man. We keep it family, you know what I'm saying? But outside of that, man, I got a lot of hot producers. I got Infamous Rock. He do a lot of stuff. Lil Wayne, he did I Hate Deuce Poppy, which is a real hot song. You know what I'm saying? Like, before a nigga could diss on me, I just diss myself. You know what I'm saying? He did that. Hey, Mr. Carter with Wayne and Jay-Z. Shouts out to him, man. Jim Johnson, man. Just a lot of great producers because, really, man, I'm a one-man band, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't really need a lot of the feature game, you know. Mm-hmm. But we got the whole Slip and Slide. We got Ross. We got Asher Roth. I'm working on Trick Daddy Dollars because that's the godfather. Without him, a lot of that Miami shit wouldn't be going on. So, you know, respect the T-double-D, man. But and I got some surprises, man. I did some shit with Christina Aguilera. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I got the new remix with Akon, the Sexy Bitch remix. Did that,
what?
You know? So we doing the ghetto crossover game. It ain't never been did right, but you know I got a lot of influences, and I'm and it's a certain point in your career where they let you do you, and that's where I'm at right now. You know, thankfully I'm here, so I'm gonna do me, baby. I got a lot of stuff for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? We're working on everything. That's why I don't wanna be wrong by saying, because we trying to get a few things clear. But I got a lot of friends in the industry that's trying to help me out right now and get these features knocked off. You know what I'm saying? Get everything tightened up. But it's going big.
I'm definitely proud of you, man. You doing? I mean, shoot, Christina Aguilera. Wow. That's some serious stuff over there, man.
I'm gonna have to sing some music. Now we got this link. You know what I'm saying? We gonna ride out. I need to be a special guest consultant. I'm going to tell you what's going on in the streets, who got robbed down here, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And we just going to keep vibing like that.
That's what's up. We always can have a segment
it's
for
another
you on
thing I'm working on. It's one more thing I'm working on. Can I tell you about it?
Go ahead, boo. Go ahead.
I got a crazy new website. Oh, don't forget that, www.whitefriends.com. You know what I'm saying? Hollywood Henry or Triple Five. What's up about Hollywood Henry? And I'm talking to Ted, you know what I'm saying, the whole click over there. But I got this new thing I'm working on. It's really, really cool. It's called ittybitty.com. It's IDIDIDE.com. It's what you call a penny auction site. It's real big in Europe. What it is, you get flat screens, all type of stuff. You know, I'm on there. I'm the face of Itty Bitty. It's like an eBay, but for young fly cats. PSPs, all that. But how you do it, you bid, but you only bid a dollar at a time. So at the end of the day, it's only going to be $60, $70, and you pay 6 cents per bid. But can't nobody bid over a dollar. So, you know what I'm saying? You might come in there and get you a Wii for about $20. You know what I'm saying? So everybody out there, that's my business thing I'm working on right now. It's called ittybitty.com.
Let us know when you get that, man, so we can put the link on the website, man.
I'm going to put it on there. It's fly, man. It's strictly for somebody who's trying to get something from that. Because that's everybody I know. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to beat everybody's price. And it's a new way of doing things, man. I'm going to send you the link, baby, but I'm going to spell it for everybody. It's called IDIDIDE.com. Start with an I, end with an E. ittybitty.com. The auctions end at $20, $30, $40 all the time. But that's like some business stuff I'm putting together. It's real cool, man. Everybody going on there getting the kids stuff. So, you know, we're doing the Merry Christmas thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's real big. Now, we might can't do it in this segment, but you do got the hottest Christmas song of all time. It's called Merry Christmas Again. It's in there. Don't play Lush. I know it's in there. So take that home with you, man. It's crazy.
We ain't playing. We got it in the arsenal. We should have it right here in the arsenal. So we should be having that in the mix in a quick second. You know what I'm saying? Because
okay,
I know you have like 50 million people that you know is trying to get you to do interviews and stuff.
Right. But if you smoke Kush, Merry Christmas. That's my new record. It's gonna be wild for longer than all of us. This is by being with your friends and family on Christmas, you know what I'm saying? So I want you to check that one out too, Lush. And anything I could do for you, just let me know, babe. I'm thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you, man, because I know you got to bounce in a few minutes, man. The last thing I really wanted to tell you was to ask for these up-and-coming artists that's basically trying to get in this game and trying to do this music thing or just aspiring to do what you do, like what kind of advice would you give them?
The best advice I could give them is the truth. And the truth is, man, the game needs you more than you ever know. How you think you need the game? The game needs you. The game needs original, fresh, new talent. They dying for it. So all you got to do is stay being yourself, stay growing, because either you're getting better, worse, or you stagnated. Always be getting better at what you do. And the game really needs you, man. You know what I'm saying? The game is fueled off of, you know, new talent. So just stay down, do your thing, and make sure you got your block. If you ain't got your block, you ain't got nothing. Wherever you stay at, wherever you lay your head at as an artist, wherever you stay at least everybody within a one-block radius needs to know your music. You got to start it at home and let it go from there. That's the best advice I could give. Start it at home, they're gonna respect you. They're going to love you.
That's what's up, man. Tell everybody where they can check you out, download the music and all that, check out the videos and all that before you dip out, boo.
All right, well, you know, everybody know the YouTube game. Hit me on YouTube. Push Deuce Poppy White Friends. It's a movie, man. You know what I'm saying? And also Facebook. You know I'm on there, Deuce Poppy on Facebook. It's a lot of links on my different websites. MySpace/DeucePoppy1. You spell Deuce with a U first. DueePoppi. You can see all my videos, you know, all my special, you know, that's what you got to go to and get vibe on my little website, so you'll get all the scoops, what's going on, where I'm going to be at, who I'm fucking, everything. You know what I'm saying? You can get all your information right there. Two pictures of my rims, you know what I'm saying? The Gucci boxing drawers I just got, you know what I'm saying? All type of shit. Of course, get the White Friends record, man. Get it in your iPod. Get digital. Put it in your iPhone. Put it wherever. It's on iTunes. It's on Rhapsody. And it's on Amazon, man. The White Friends t-shirts and thermals and all the fashion statement games, that's on slipandslideworld.net. Everybody just come support me. And if you don't do nothing, watch this video, listen to the song, and, you know what I'm saying, let's make this year a better year. Let's get more money. Let's end the racism. Let's end the senseless violence, all that flaw shit. And let's just straight get money and party, man. That's what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man. We love you, man, definitely. And we definitely going to connect. Hopefully this ain't the last time we have you on the show. We definitely love your vibe, Deuce Poppy. OMG, OMG.
I want you to, if any of y'all want to hear that Merry Christmas, y'all hit Lush, man. Make her put it on. It's in her email. She got a big-ass MacBook in there. Make her put that thing on. Y'all call my girl. I got the Ross Christmas Gangster Christmas song all times, man. It's so cool. You know what I mean? I just did it last night. That's why I'm so proud. I'm so excited about it. You know what I'm saying? So y'all call in if y'all want to hear the Merry Christmas, and definitely call in and request the White Friends. And anytime y'all want me back, y'all let Lush know, because Lush got me.
We definitely want to hear
that. My young boss Lush know what's happening.
You crazy as hell. I definitely love you, man. We definitely going to hit you on the flip side. We got nothing but love for you, Deuce Poppy. And once everything loads up, we're going to have it in a few minutes on the show. We're going to play.
I'm going to keep listening to you play that thing. One time for Lush Radio. Y'all look out for Lush TV coming out on HBO real soon. You know what I'm saying? Y'all look out for that Lush TV. And right now, we Lush Radio on this thing. It's your boy, Deuce Poppy. Much love. And everybody go listen to that song. If you don't like it, you got to ask yourself a question. Am I a racist? Why I don't want Deuce to have no white friends? If you like it, pump that thing. You can get pussy with it, all type of shit. If you're a cool white dude, go fuck your black girl off that record. If you're a cool black girl who never tried to, you know, just go wild, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Let's just change the climate, man, because, you know, they say it's going to end in 2012, so let's have fun, man.
That's for real, man.
Let's have fun. It ain't going to end, though, but, you know what I'm saying, let's have fun, man. Let's make it better, man, because, you know, the whole world hating on us, so we got to tighten up over here and really just shine, you feel me?
That's what it is, man. You guys definitely need to support this man doing this thing. We love him and everything, so we're going to go ahead and play White Friends once again, and then once we get this thing loaded up, we're going
to
have Christmas on here, because, you know, the holiday's coming in, so, you know, you got to have you some Kush ready on the side.
It's Christmas. We keep a different kind of tree lit up. We don't, you know, it's not that kind of tree. We don't do the pine tree with the fake lights. We lighten up the Christmas tree in the ancient tradition. You feel me?
Oh, man, real talk. And yo, shout out to all the people that got scammed and thought they got Kush when they was making the transaction and somebody pulled out a grass and gave it to them, and when they got home, it was grass on the ground. Shout out to them cats too, man.
Shout out to them. You know we call that? We call them air packs. Nigga sold you an air pack. It was just air. He was breathing it in, and it was like oxygen. Shout out to them boys who caught them air packs. You know what I'm saying? But take no substitutes. And also, before I get out of here, the marijuana reform laws are a necessary evil. That's what's going to save the whole country. It's 13 new cities set up to get weed. Go on normal website, NORML, and see if your city one of the new cities. It's going to be just like L.A. Good green, man. We got to reform this thing. This weed ain't killing nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm a member of NORML. And we got 13 new cities before it's over the whole country. You know what I'm saying? If you got problems where you need to have a little medical marijuana, you're going to be able to get it. But just look out for it. Lay around for it. Let me hear that white friends one more time, little mama.
Yeah, I'm about to go ahead and get in white friends one more time, man. Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, my God. Dude,
all right,
Tom,
we
got to
go.
We are having this awesome pool party at the W. You totally need to come and party on with us. Like, OMG, don't forget the gas.
I'm a cool dude. Yeah, I drive a Benz. Sometimes I like to hang with my white friends. I've been in the hood, but every now and then I get away. I like to hang with my white friends.
My white friends.
My white friends.
My white friends.
When we party, man, it's like a party never ends.
My white
friends. My white friends. Hell yeah, I like to hang with my white friends. I'm with my white friends. Who cares what you think? We at the bar and they buying all the fucking drinks. I got a redneck homeboy, his name is Chuck. We take monster bong hits in this monster truck. My other friend Cindy, I think she's from Boston. I think she likes me. She says I'm
so fucking awesome.
She's a biker chick. She got a red Harley. She loves keg parties. She rock Ed Hardy. I love my white friends. They got the best grass, and they can turn a bathtub into a meth lab. I got some white friends, some cool white friends. And when we party, man, it's like the party never ends. I'm a cool dude. Yeah, I drive a Benz. Sometimes I like to hang with my white friends. I can get in the hood, but every now and then I get away. I like to hang with my white friends.
My white friends.
My white friends. When we party, man, it's like the party never ends.
My white friends.
My white friends. Yeah, I like to hang with my white friends. My white sorority girls, they let us smoke my weed. They say my weed way better than they friend Steve. My next door neighbor, he's a punk rocker. Cool dude, he got a haircut like Travis Barker. He got a rich father, look like Bob Barker. He bought a rollie like mine, he let a red sparkle. I got a French chick, fingernail French tip. She got some good neck, she gave my dick a French kiss. I got some white girls, who like that white girl? It's okay, do your thing, it's alright girl. It's alright girl, don't get it in. Like Cat Williams say, get some white friends. I'm a cool dude. Yeah, I drive a Benz. But sometimes I like to hang with my white friends. I can get in the hood, but every now and then I get away. I like to hang with my white friends.
My white friends.
My white friends. When we party, man, it's like the party never ends.
My white friends.
My white friends. Hell yeah, I like to hang with my white friends.
Yeah, that was White Friends right there from Deuce Poppy, but y'all was waiting for Kush Christmas, and I finally got it uploaded, and it's here right now, so prepare yourself. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to all y'all and all that jazz. Shout out to Strictly for the Promo DJs, Ashley from KAC, NULLC, shout out to her, shout out to Ashley. And you already know what it is, man. Shout out to all the publicists and PR people out there. You know, all the PR publicists, media, and all that jazz. Kush Christmas, man, for your ear, baby. Yeah.
Christmas again. Merry Christmas. Santa Claus of the hood, don't that look good? Louis V leather, cashmere hood. Rocky, Rocky, chiller, poppy, hella triller. Loud pack of cushion, hundred Cinderella. It's Kush, Miss again, it's Kush, Miss again. Kush on deck, I'm pushing again. In my spaceship, 6-inch lips. On my way to fifth, shopping like a bitch. Ballin' through the mall, I'ma buy it all. Cause you know it's Merry Christmas again. Merry, 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 Merry Christmas. Smoke with my family, smoke with my friends. Smoke in the banner, smoke in the bean. December 25th, I'ma hit the split. Open up my gifts, then I hit the strip. Then I flip the script, smoke the mistletoe. It's Christmas again, Merry Christmas, ho. Ball through the mall, I'ma buy it all. Cause you know it's Merry Christmas again. Merry, 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 Merry Christmas. Smoking on that Merry, Merry Christmas. It's Christmas again, Christmas again. Smoking good again, it's Christmas again.
You know what I'm saying? And go ahead and support this man's movement. I mean, I think he really got something going on, breaking through. Come on, like, you know what I'm saying? You might as well join the whole movement, man, and get it cracking. Like, I mean, nobody's pushing the envelope like this dude is. So support the movement. Deuce Poppy, check out the joint. He got a joint on World Star Hip Hop, Deuce Poppy. He's on My White Friends on YouTube. I mean, he got, like, almost, like, 1,000,000,000 hits on his joint. You know what I'm saying? Support the whole movement. It's going down. Strictly for the Promo DJ, Strictly for the Promo, Diverse Media, Ashley. Let's get it all day, every day. Let's get it cracking. You girl, Lushy Lush. We in the building. And I'm out of Merge. Strictly Want One. Man, I'm out of here. Make sure y'all check me out and support me tomorrow. I'm going to be getting interviewed on Nancy O's radio show, so support that whole movement along with that. Also, we're going to be talking about rape. Thousands of women get raped every day. Most of the time, it's somebody they know or somebody outside, and most of them are cold cases.
So we're going to be talking about rape. If you have anybody that's been through that or has an experience, or you just want to call in anonymous and talk about your story, we're going to be talking about rape, how you can get help after you have been raped, molested, whatever. And we can definitely, you know what I'm saying, help you with that situation, or you just want to vent, come through tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Street Queens, the movement, positive women doing positive things. Call in at 347-826-7722 at 10:15. I will begin an interview on the Nancy O Radio Show, your girl, the one and only Leshy Lesh. We want to thank all the people that came through to listen and support, all our listeners. We got mad love for you, and you be out. Log on to www.leshradioonline.com. Twitter me, Lesh Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. And if you got any drops or anything that you want to send to me, CEOLeshRadioOnline@gmail.com, man. Yo, I'm feeling my white friends, and I'm telling you, check this dude out. This dude jumped out of a freaking plane and landed like he was nothing. Like, this is the first black dude I've seen jump out of a plane. I mean, rapper at that, MC. So we're going to play My White Friends because I kind of like this song anyway. So let's go. See, girl, let's see, Lesh. I'm the hottest, hottest in the hood.
Oh, my God, Deuce Thompson, we are having this awesome pool party at the W. You totally need to come to party on with us. Like, OMG, don't forget the gas.
I'm a cool dude, yeah, I drive a Benz. Sometimes I like to hang with my white friends.
My white friends.
I can get in the hood, but every now and then I get away. I like to hang with my white friends.
My white friends.
When we party, man, it's like a party never ends.
My white friends.
Yeah, I like to hang with my white friends. I'm with my white friends.
Who cares
what you think? We at the bar and they buying all the fucking drinks. I got a redneck homeboy, his name is Chuck. We take monster bong hits in this monster truck. My other friend Cindy, I think she's from Boston. I think she likes me, she said some
so fucking awesome.
She's a biker chick, she got a red Harley. She loves keg parties, she rock Ed Hardy. I love my white friends. They